Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a shock right out of the blue. No one ever suspected, you know. You know, what can you say? It's a total shock. I'm still just a little bit numbed by it all. My wife called me this morning. I was still in bed. Actually, she was out shopping, and she got a call from her sister who said she heard it on the news, and I thought it might have been another one of those internet stupid joke, hoaxes. I hoped it was, but obviously it was not.
That's Mickey Dolenz commenting on the passing of his friend and former bandmate Davy Jones. Jones died this week of a heart attack at the age of 66. The death of icon Davy Jones, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into a Talk Radio review for the week ending Friday, the 2nd of March. We're going to review during this hour all top 10 hits in talk radio this week, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Number 9, the countdown, is Google's new privacy rules that have gone into effect. From our countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Saddlemeyer talks to attorney Scott Vernick, who specializes in privacy issues, and they talk about what we need to know regarding the privacy policies now in effect at Google.
There has been a lot of people and agencies, including the Federal Trade Commission, as well as the Electronic Privacy Information Center, that have had a little bit of heartburn about this and what exactly, because Google is... violated its privacy or done some things where they haven't disclosed everything in their privacy policies in the past. Try to sort this out a little bit for those of us that our minds are just kind of like, what are we talking about here with privacy policies in Google?
Sure. Let me sort of give you the ABCs of how this works. Back at the end of January, what Google said is, look, we have 70 privacy policies. We're going to take 60 of those privacy policies and we're going to boil it down into one privacy policy. And we're going to make very explicit something that we've actually been able to do for a long time under our privacy policy, which is anytime you're using a Google product, Gmail, Google Plus, Google Maps, YouTube, Android software for smartphones, we reserve the right and we will collect all of the data from our users and turn them into, you know, profiles. And if we do that, we think that what we can do is make it a much more seamless experience for the user, target advertising, so forth and so on. So that new privacy policy will go into effect. And, you know, there seems to be a lot of controversy around it. And, you know, it's hard to understand exactly why there's so much controversy, because it's just making explicit what it said what Google said it was could do or was going to do for a long time.
Now, you personally, and I'm sure like every other American who's has even the least bit of computer savvy, I'm sure uses a Google product from time to time. Are you personally concerned about what Google's doing here with the change in the privacy policy and with the information they're collecting?
I'm not concerned at all, because if you don't want Google to track your use, let's just say, of the search engine, then just use Google without being logged in. Don't search while you're logged into your Google account, for example, your Gmail account, or while you're logged into YouTube. Just use it as if you're regularly signing on to your browser and pulling up Google and doing a search. In that mechanism, I mean, there's still doing some very low-level tracking in that way, but not nearly the kind of tracking or amalgamation of data that they would be using if you're actually logged into the system. So that's one way of doing it. The other way is, even if you are logged in, you can still adjust your privacy settings stop Google from tracking certain of your movements or collecting certain data. So, you know, I think that the other side of this discussion is always personal accountability, personal responsibility, and there are things that people can do if they don't want to have Google collect the data when they're using Google products.
Coming up, one host thinks there's something suspicious about the death of Andrew Breitbart. Plus, North Korea's nuclear deal, deadly storms in the Midwest. That's all part of the focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Master Sergeant Roy Aldrich, Korean prisoner of war, April to September 1953.
I just talked about that on the MIA POW Day. To me, that's the prettiest icon in the world. Prettier than any girl you ever want to see. Prettier than my wife. Prettier than my daughters. The flag of the United States of America. Everybody wants to come. And we've all dedicated ourselves today, even though we're every veteran. We'll die for those colors to keep them flying. It's the prettiest icon in the world, flag of the United States of America.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You know how to tell if a man is serious about the work he does with his hands? Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown, the number 8 item on the countdown, the death of blogger Andrew Breitbart. Talk host Jen Bryan talked to one of her callers who agrees with her that it seems very unlikely Breitbart would suddenly die of natural causes at the age of 43. They think he was killed.
Andrew Breitbart, he is dead at the age of 43, widely read conservative internet publisher, apparently died of natural causes. I don't think it's a stretch to think Something happened other than natural causes. And I'm not the only one that's thinking this. This is the water cooler chat all across the country. For those that follow this guy, know who he is. There are many questions and very few answers right now. And, you know, again, if I sound crazy, I don't care. I always tell you guys, you know, we ain't splitting the atom here. We're having a conversation, you and I together, about the stuff that is interesting out there, that's entertaining, and stuff that, you know, is concerning us some days. And some days you got to get stuff off your chest. Today is one of those days. Breitbart, this ain't right. That's my opinion. What is yours? Larry, thanks for hanging in there. Go ahead, sir.
Thank God for people like you that can bring out points that some people who don't really pay attention to the world, you know, don't hear about. A couple of quick points. It was the first thing that came to my mind that something happened. First thing that came to my mind, without
question. Now, why is that, Gary? Because everybody is saying that, with the exception of one person.
I guess it's what's been going on the last 3 years, and plus, mm-hmm. I think back, like you said earlier, about Foster and the Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
That never was cleared up. There was always the questions arising from that. I never forgot that one.
Yeah.
The other point I want to make is that there's so much at stake with the power that's out there in the government, that anybody that doesn't think that something like this could happen, that was not, you know, natural causes,
they're fooling themselves if they don't believe it.
We're up to number 7 on the countdown, the North Korean nuke deal. From Fox, Brett Baier talked to political analyst Charles Krauthammer about the details of the deal and if it's actually a good one for anybody besides those who are in North Korea.
Some officials in the Obama administration are calling this the Leap Day deal with North Korea, in which some 240,000 tons of food aid are being put on the table for the North Koreans. Republican Senator John Kyle is pushing back hard, saying the White House is breaking a promise not to provide these incentives in exchange for what he calls dubious commitments. Quote, "I'm deeply disappointed but not surprised by the about-face. This is just par for the course for an administration that has a demonstrated record of misleading Congress and disregarding U.S. national security." This is, of course, with the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, who took over for Kim Jong-il. Charles, what about this?
The Leap Day deal is a fool's deal on two counts. Number one, we know they are going to cheat. Every time we have had an agreement with them, going all the way back to the Clinton agreement, called the Framework Agreement, we provide real stuff. Here's going to be a quarter of a million tons of badly needed food, which the regime needs in order that it survive. We give real stuff. We get in return promises, every single one of them, over two decades that they have not kept. And they've set up the violations in advance. They have actually said today that they will only carry out the agreement as long as talks proceed fruitfully. Well, that means at any time they can stand up and walk out and say that we are obstructing and break all agreements. But the second part is worse. Even if they adhere to the agreements, this is completely useless. All it does is stop the uranium enrichment, but they have a uranium and a plutonium program. The plutonium is untouched, and that's the program that actually has produced the nukes that the North Koreans have today. So it proceeds apace. There's no change at all. I think it's just a nice, soothing headline for administration in an election year. I think it's a folly.
Up next, number 6, the deadly storms in the Midwest this week. Host E.J. Becker and Ellen Schenck talked to Kansas Governor Sam Brownback about the recovery effort after this week's storms.
The folks in Harveyville continue to recover. As a matter of fact, we heard just a little while ago from the mayor of Harveyville, Dustin Koontz, a lifelong resident of that town, and he says the tragedy of the EF2 tornado will linger even after the recovery. Here's what he has to say.
In a small community that is very tight-knit, a lot of people related together, a lot of love for each other, I don't know if this will ever go away.
And part of your job, Governor, is to help it go away. Can you talk about the next steps for Harveyville, both administratively and emotionally?
Well, it's rebuilding administratively and emotionally. It's really reaching out in love and concern and doing everything we possibly can. And a lot of times it's the little things. You know, it's providing sandwiches for people that are cleaning up and helping out. It's showing the people of Harveyville that the rest of the state deeply cares for them and wants them to succeed and rebuild.
What happens, Governor, when everything is gone? Insurance papers, contact papers, who you go to? How can the government be a help there?
Well, we can be a help on the things that we supply. And that was something we were talking about just yesterday, that we have birth certificates, driver's license, that we'll put together. I have an executive order that if you apply for those, we will work through those with you. There's no cost to you as an individual. The other papers are harder to for us to help reconstruct. But we can push those private companies and tell them, look, these guys had everything lost. Give them a break.
Have you talked to the White House so far, Governor?
I did talk to Valerie Jarrett. I haven't talked to the president, but I spoke with her yesterday. She said the president asked that his concern be expressed, and if there's anything that they can do, to let them know. I mentioned about the Small Business Administration loans and rebuilding, because a lot of times that can be the most difficult thing, just getting finances back into some of these places to allow them to rebuild their structures and rebuild their lives.
Coming up, we'll turn our attention to the school shooting in Ohio and the rising price you're paying for gasoline, up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The week in review, we're up to number 5 on the countdown, that school shooting in Ohio. Here's host John Zach with syndicated talker Mike Gallagher. Gallagher went to Cleveland to do his program. He thinks people ought to stop trying so hard to understand this teenager and just accept the fact that he was evil.
Hey, Mike, we know you have some very strong opinions about the school shooting in Ohio and the accused shooter, T.J. Lane. USA Today is quoting people in Chardon who say T.J. Lane was an average, easygoing kid.
Yeah, they always say that, don't they, about some of these kids who commit such heinous acts of evil. You know, John, I'm struck by the cover of USA Today this morning in this complicated, tedious article trying to figure out what went wrong. You know, this is such a complex situation. Why look at T.J. Lane. He's 17 years old. He looks like Justin Bieber, for crying out loud. Well, you know, I think we have this reluctance to understand that we face evil. You know, we face evil every day in our lives, and it's not that complex. I mean, evil comes in many forms, in many styles, in many manifested ways, and this was probably an evil kid who committed an act of evil. I mean, you know, the first narrative was, well, he had to have been bullied. As soon as the prosecutor spent 5 minutes with him, they determined, no, he wasn't bullied. I'm not sure why Lady Gaga needs tolerance, because I don't know what it is we're supposed to tolerate. The kid didn't even know the young people that he so brutally cut down. He didn't even attend this school. And so then we go from the narrative of bullying to he came from a broken home. Well, welcome to America. You know, a whole bunch of young kids have to be confronted with divorce and violence in the home, and they don't take a .22 caliber pistol to school and shoot unarmed kids in the back as they're scrambling and fighting for their lives. So I just think, John, that the answer is not that complex. The truth of the matter is evil exists in our culture. You know, I'm not somebody who's trying to proselytize here, but the sooner we recognize that even baby-faced 17-year-old kids can commit unspeakable acts of evil and that they themselves are evil, I think the better off we'll be once we recognize that.
Number 4 on the countdown, what you pay for gasoline this week. Here's host Chet Walker with CBS analyst Sarah Dutton. They talk about the impact gas prices are having on all of us.
Well, tell us what you folks at CBS have done as far as the gasoline price
Well, I guess it's not too surprising, but a large majority of Americans say that they are feeling the strain of these higher prices at the pump. 67% say that the increase in gas prices has caused financial hardship for their household. And that includes about 4 out of 10 who say that that hardship has been serious. Only a third say that the higher gas prices haven't affected them. And, you know, as you might expect, lower-income Americans have been more affected by this increase in gas prices. But so have people living in the West. 43% of those residents say that the gas prices have caused a serious financial hardship for them. So it really is pretty widespread, the impact of these increasing prices.
And I doubt they see anything changing in the future, do they?
No, they don't. This was a bit of a surprise. 86% of Americans, nearly 9 out of 10, expect that gas prices are going to continue to go up. Only 6% think that they're going to go down. So there's some real pessimism about where gas prices are heading. And, you know, our last poll finally showed some positive news about Americans' expectations for the economy. An increasing proportion of Americans thought the economy was finally improving. We'll have to see how this affects those views. But, you know, hopefully that doesn't burst the bubble, so to speak, because really Americans of all ages, all demographic groups say that they're feeling the strain of these higher prices.
Did you try to parse out who the Americans might feel is responsible for the higher prices?
Well, we did ask about the president in that regard, and 54%, a majority of Americans, felt the president can do a lot about the increase in gas prices. Only 34% felt that it was really beyond a president's control.
Rising gas prices, number 4. Let's recap, actually, where we are to this point in the countdown this week. The death of Davy Jones at number 10. The Google privacy rules, number 9. Death of Andrew Breitbart, number 8. North Korean nuclear deal, number 7. Deadly Midwest storms, number 6. Number 5, that school shooting in Ohio. Number 4, what you're paying for gasoline. That leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1. They'll be coming up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What appearance, and I'll unfortunately
be here. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal Lou Sardina, U.S. Army 5th Regimental Combat Team.
20 infantrymen have ever been over there will tell you, this is the bad stuff. Because now you've got to go in into the skirmish line. And you're fighting just like you did in the Civil War. You set up a skirmish line and you go up and you start shooting from the hip, and the machine gunners are set up so that they go over your head. When you go up the hill, as soon as you get too close, the machine gunners now have to stop or they'll shoot you. So now it's between you and the enemy. When you're in the skirmish line, when you start to take those hills, you're not more than, I don't know, 15, 20 yards. And now you're going after them. This is it. This is combat.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour. Doug Steffen back into our weekly review of what's going on in the world of talk radio. The week ending Friday, March 2nd. The number three in the countdown is the state of our economy. From CNBC, Sue Herrera and Kelly Evans talked about Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke's recent appearance before Congress.
You listened to Mr. Bernanke. What really stuck out to you in terms of his testimony?
There wasn't a lot. Yesterday, he really caught the market's attention when he seemed to try and play down any talk about another round of quantitative easing. Today, even despite that reaction, overreaction, some say he didn't do a whole lot to walk it back, and he didn't talk a lot about monetary policy. A lot of the questions from the Senate really had to do with differences in how the Volcker rule was being implemented, differences in accounting rules in the U.S. and abroad. It was a lot different tone than what we saw yesterday. There was less focus on monetary policy. He did, though, talk about weakness in the housing market, and I think this is one area to watch when you're talking about how likely it is for another round of quantitative easing. The more likely that is, the more the Fed's probably going to talk about the weakness in housing, and they may target housing in particular with this next round of purchases.
You know, on another note, we've all heard about the lipstick indicator, but you've come up with kind of a different take. We're going to name it the dentist indicator.
Yeah, off the cuff. I didn't mean to. You know, I was at the dentist earlier this week, and he just mentioned seeing new patients, and I want to sort of say, it's, we've seen dentists see an increase in appointments before when people are leaving work and they're trying to cram in and get a lot of work done before they lose insurance.
Right.
This is different. This is dentists talking about an increase in new patients. And I got to hand it to Erica Santoro, called around the country, talked to half a dozen dentists, and one, you know, we've got dentists in Atlanta talking about how they've seen an increase in patients over the last 1 to 3 months, people in other parts on the East Coast, on the West Coast, out in California too. And what is happening, they say, just anecdotally based, is that when people are hired for full-time work, they have those benefits, and they start going to the dentist. So again, this isn't just a flurry of appointments before people are losing coverage. This is new patients. Tends to be a good sign that people have benefits, they have full-time jobs.
Well, that kind of confirms what we're seeing in some of the economic numbers that we've seen out today and this week. As you look at the dentist indicator, take a look at the economic indicators as well. What sticks out to you there?
Yeah, well, just want to mention mentioned all the PMI data today. None of it really grabbed the headlines, but in the U.S., first of all, you saw a surprising decline. PMI is correlated with everything from base metals to, you know, the global stock market to just generally risk sentiment. So keeping an eye there, a bit of a decline could be a headwind for some industrial stocks going forward. And again, setting the tone for the month, we saw some of the components there drop even though prices rose. Real quick, China in the Eurozone saw a bit of an improvement. But Greece, I just wanted to mention, it fell from a level in the 40s to 37. They've now been below that 50 line that indicates expansion. Mm-hmm. For 30 months, the economy shrank 7% last year. Unemployment's at 20%. It's just, if you thought austerity was going to work, look at Greece. Think again.
Here's radio host Dave Lee talking to financial analyst Jill Schlesinger from CBS about the markets and the significance of the Dow hitting the 13,000 mark this week.
How significant was this run-up to the 13,000 mark on the Dow Jones Industrial Average?
Well, you know, it is psychologically important, and I don't want to minimize that because, gosh, remember when we were back in March of 2009 and the Dow was at 6,500, so we've nearly doubled since then, and that is progress. But, of course, we all know in our brains that this is just a number, and, you know, it's not much different than being at 12,995 than being at 13,000, but it does show some progress. It shows the economy has crawled out of this terrible recession, that we are in recovery mode, and the companies are making money, which is why stocks rise.
Well, and so is this the kind of thing then that will push other investors? I mean, when we see this number, it's like, oh, hey, this must be good, especially for those of us who aren't necessarily all that savvy. We want to get involved in this if it's going to continue to grow, and then we'll help push it that way.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because you might actually think that that would be a bad thing, right? Because let's say that you were the kind of person who really got spooked by the market, and you just sold. You said, I'm done. I never want to be a risky investor again. Now you see the market start to go up, and what do? You have this urge to plow your money back into the market, but it's really that cycle of buying high after you've sold low. So what I would really caution people to do is if you're really feeling like, oh, I'm tempted to get back in the market, to think about this, to say, wait a minute, why did I get out in the first place? Do I really want to be back in? And really go through and create a plan to get yourself to an allocation that you can stick to whether the market goes down or up.
Let me switch gears here. We've been talking about gas prices a good deal here of late, especially since they're up like some 45 cents just since the first of the year, expected to continue to go up. But I think I heard in one of your reports that not everybody agrees that they will continue to go up.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of people who are saying that if the tensions in Iran simmer down, and I'm not saying that's going to happen anytime soon. I'm just saying, but if that were to occur, we could see the price of crude oil slide back a bit. That would ease up the pressure on gas prices. You know, the problem is we're coming into the big spring and summer driving seasons, and that's usually where we see gas start to rise a bit. But an interesting thing has happened since the recession, and that is that Americans are actually driving less. I mean, of course, that has a lot to do with 12.8 million people being unemployed and not driving to work. But, you know, when you look at our actual consumption, it's gone down since the recession. It hasn't gone up. So the real increase in the price of crude oil has been as a result of the economy improving, demand from India and from China, and, of course, these tensions in Iran.
Up to number two now, what's going on in Iran? And that we'll talk about next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Captain James T. Jones, G Company, 2nd Platoon Leader.
I was the left flank platoon of the company. They came down that little finger that I knew they'd be coming down. I lost several men that night. We had to pull them back in to make our little perimeter smaller, and I told the field artillery observer that I said, you remember where my left flank was? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, give me battery 3 or 4 rounds because you got to get them off of me. And he said, well, you're taking a chance. You're going to get killed yourself and your men. And I said, you just tell us when it's on the way, and I'll get my men down, because I said, if you don't do it, the Chinese are anyway. So they gave us the artillery and got them off my back a little bit.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. Ooh. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us. Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Talk Radio in review for the week. We're up to number 2, Iran. Here from Fox, John Scott talked to Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire about claims from Iran that their nuclear testing site is so far underground it's protected from any attack from Israel or from the U.S.
Some new information now on Iranian nuclear sites built underground to withstand the attack by the world's biggest bombs. Tehran claims that facilities built into a mountainside bunker in northwest Iran cannot be destroyed by aerial attack. U.S. military planners, though, are saying not so fast. Senator, I know that you have co-sponsored a resolution that would seek to prevent Iran, or expressing the Senate's desire that Iran not get a nuclear weapon. Militarily, are we in a position to be able to prevent it?
Well, I don't think that we can afford to have Iran get in a position to have the capability of having a nuclear weapon. We know they're the largest state sponsor of terrorism. The other day, Chairman Dempsey said before our committee, the Armed Services Committee, that essentially Iran could also provide a nuclear weapon to a terrorist group, even if they didn't use the weapon itself. So I don't believe we can contain a nuclear-armed Iran. And we do have the capabilities of taking out even their underground sites. And that's really important that we're ready to do that and that we have that option on the table. Also, obviously, we'd like to see this resolved through sanctions, and tougher sanctions have been supported on a bipartisan basis in Congress to make sure that they don't obtain a nuclear weapon or the capability of putting one together.
But the language that you hear from the Iranians is that their facilities are impregnable, that they are so deeply buried into the side of a mountain that no airstrike would be successful. You don't,
well,
based on your conversation with General Dempsey, you don't believe that?
Well, that's what they'd like to believe, but certainly I don't believe that. And we have the best military in the world. We have bunker bomb capabilities, and the Iranians should know that we're not going to allow them to have a nuclear weapon. And that military option should be on the table. And if we have to take that step, I'm confident that our military has the capability of executing that step. Now, of course, all of us would like to see sanctions stop them from obtaining a nuclear weapon or the capability of producing one. But again, that military option is there. And we think about this regime tomorrow or the elections in Iran. I've also supported a resolution calling on free and fair elections tomorrow for the Iranian people, because this regime is not only endangering the world, they're endangering their own people.
Talk host Jim Scott with his old pal Colonel Dean Smittle. They talk about Israel, and they say if they do decide, the Israelis decide to launch a preemptive strike against Iran, they won't tell the U.S. anyway.
I had heard people talking about the Israelis deciding, if they are going to strike Iran, not to notify the United States. So let's talk about that and first explain why they wouldn't.
Well, the Israeli rationale, Jim, if they should eventually decide a strike unnecessary, they would keep the Americans in the dark, and that's to decrease the likelihood that the U.S. would be held responsible for failing to stop Israelis' potential attacks.
So the Americans could say, now, we didn't know it was going to happen. I mean, we understand, we thought maybe it would, but we didn't know for sure, right?
That's right. A lot of behind-the-door talks have been going on between American authorities and the Israeli government. And we claim that any attack against Iran would only be a temporary setback. And that message was sent to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and, of course, the White House National Security Advisor. Hmm. They're having a lot of discussion behind closed doors on this issue, Jim.
This might be a bad analogy, but if you're going to get in a fight with someone and you just wound them and then they come back after they heal, maybe you should have killed them. But, I mean, I'm not suggesting that, but that's probably too rough an analogy here.
Well, I side with Colin Powell's strategy. If you're going to go after the enemy, go after them with massive attacks. And, of course, you have to consider the Israelis have no bombers. They have F-15, F-16 mm-hmm. fighters. Any bunker buster bombs they have would have to have several attacks against that fortified nuclear site there in the mountains in the holy city of Qamjam.
Colonel, other than, you know, some people that are running for the Republican nomination for president that say, you know, attacked, do you know of anybody in the administration or anybody in Washington that is strongly urging the Israelis to do this?
I think Senator McCain is.
You
and
do?
I think he's a hawk and has been because of experience in Vietnam as a prisoner of war. But the Israelis believe they're going to have to make that decision on their own, given the current posture of the United States. And they have given that message to the U.S. We're going to attack them regardless of what you do. We may have to go in and mop up after them because they just don't have the airstrike capability like bombers go in and do that. Hmm. They have about 4 C-130 in-air refuelers, but if they're going to do a suicide mission, it's a one-way trip to the Israelis, Jim.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the odds are that there's going to be an attack at some point, let's say this year or early next, by the Israelis?
Well, intelligence estimates by the Israelis say that Iran will have the capability and technology to put mm-hmm. a nuclear warhead on one of the ICBM missiles by August. Our estimates are maybe another year or so. So there's a lot of vacillation about when this might occur. Mm-hmm. But the Israelis are watching this very closely, and behind-the-door discussions, that we have a lot of concerns about the attack. In the end, I think we'll go ahead and help them mop it up, but it's going to cause a lot of chaos in the Middle East, of course.
Talk host Joel O'Reilly with Middle East expert Michael Rubin. They talk about their reaction in the Middle East to the possibility that Israel would launch a preemptive strike against Iran.
Israel says it will not tip us off if they attack Iranian nuclear sites. How does that play over there?
Well, over there, most people privately would support an Israeli strike only if it were successful.
Okay.
However, there's a great deal of doubt whether or not a unilateral Israeli strike would be successful, and if it just led to a great mess in the region, that would actually be the nightmare scenario all around.
And walk us through, why would they want to hide that from the United States?
Well, basically, the big picture is that the trust level between the Israeli government and the American government has never been so low. There's a fear in Israel that the Israelis may conclude that Iran's nuclear program is an existential threat, which means they see it differently from the United States. The United States, however, would like to have more time for diplomacy. The fear in Israel is that if they forewarn the United States that they will be doing this, the United States might actually try to stop it. They might publicize it, in which case the element of surprise would be gone. And if the element of surprise for Israel is gone, then that's really the determinant whether they're able to do this or not.
It's one of those things, it's hard to imagine that really anything could happen on the planet without some other intelligence being aware of it. Could they really pull that off? Could Israel make a strike like that and us not be aware of it?
Well, ultimately, we would be aware of it as soon as it started, but by the time we pass word back to Washington, by the time we formulate a reaction, the situation would be overtaken by events. What the Israelis are worried about is that if we forewarn them, that they will actually give us more time to try to stop them.
And when you're over in the Middle East and you talk to people, Michael, do they... the attitude kind of is like they have us by the short hairs because they know if we come in and kind of stir things up, they'll just jack the gas and oil prices up?
Well, here's the issue. People tend to be much more cognizant in the Middle East, perhaps, than they even are here, that it's not a choice between the gas prices going up if there's a strike or the status quo that we have right now, because especially in the Arab countries, especially in the countries that share the Persian Gulf with Iran, there's a sense that if Iran develops nuclear weapons or nuclear weapons capability, then all bets are off and that Iran will be able to basically blackmail the entire world. What we saw before with Iran threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz, that was just rhetoric. However, if Iran develops a nuclear weapons capability, then all bets are off.
That leads us to number one this week on the countdown. Who is in what position in the GOP as they try to duke it out for the presidential position on the Republican ballot?
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money making opportunities to your computer, either full or part time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one on the countdown, the situation in the Republican Party. Here's host Mike Rosen talking to Byron York from the Washington Examiner about this week's primaries in Michigan and Arizona and how the candidates look heading into next week's Super Tuesday vote.
Any surprises for you?
Well, not really. The race did go back and forth, and it was interesting. Santorum obviously got a big boost after his wins in Colorado, Missouri, and Minnesota. Romney came back, I would say, by Thursday and Friday of last week. Looked like Romney was pulling ahead. Then something happened on Sunday and Monday, and you just got the feeling in Michigan that Santorum was coming back. It was tightening again. Polls showed it at 2%. Turned out Romney won by 3%, and it's not clear to me whether, you know, the events of the last weekend changed or whether just, you know, people's finally started paying careful attention to it, you know, and the last day changed. Not sure what happened, but Santorum was really hoping for an upset there in Michigan, and it didn't happen.
Got an Associated Press story that says exit polling showed a plurality of Republican voters in both Michigan and Arizona saying the most important factor to them in the primaries was that a candidate be able to beat Obama in November, and Romney won that group in Michigan where it mattered most. Also prevailed among voters in the state who said experience was the quality that mattered most.
Well, the issues did matter as well, and 55% of the people there said the economy was the most important issue, and Romney won them by a big margin. And then another 25% said the federal deficit, federal spending was a big issue, and Romney won them by a big margin. That's almost 80% of the GOP electorate, and Romney won big wins with them. So the issue was, could Santorum make the sale, sort of meet the threshold of people who were concerned foremost about the economy? If he could do that, you know, a lot of economic conservatives are also social conservatives. Most of them are. If Santorum could have sort of met that threshold on economic issues, they might have given him the advantage, the nod, because they respect his work on social issues over the years. But he couldn't quite meet, I think, their standards on the economy.
Taco's Doug Meehan with CNN's Bob Constantini about Mitt Romney's win in Arizona and Michigan, and if that'll give him enough momentum to win next week.
Does Romney really have momentum heading into Super Tuesday? 10 states on the line, including the crown jewels of Ohio and Georgia.
Yeah. Well, Georgia you can almost take out of that right now, Doug.
Because it's Newt's?
Newt Gingrich has been campaigning heavily there and is expected to win there. But, you know, otherwise, the other crown jewel in this, as you say, is Ohio. That's probably where I'm going to be next week in this. Let me give you the names of the states, by the way, in alphabetical order here. It's, where is it? Alaska. Oh, I seem to have lost it.
That's all right. We've got Michigan, Michigan. We got Massachusetts, Tennessee, Ohio, Georgia. Those are some of the biggies. Within those lines, though, with Ohio really, some would say, carrying an enormous symbolic weight, yesterday, University of Cincinnati poll presented some interesting numbers. 37% of likely GOP voters in Ohio yesterday say they will back Rick Santorum. 37 compared to Romney's 26 and Newt's 16. That's a week left, or less than a week. We've got a handful of days before we get to Super Tuesday. These are significant numbers for Romney.
And that's why you see Mitt Romney there today campaigning, you know, not relishing any kind of victory here in Arizona and in Arizona, campaigning hard in Ohio. The point about Ohio to keep in mind is that it is also a big battleground state in November. It's going to be, it has been for any number of elections now. And if you can show that you can motivate Republican voters in Ohio to come out, then you will have another crown in your, a jewel in your crown, so to speak. And I guess if you're Mitt Romney, you figure you better really try your best to win Ohio, because that's, as you point out, is one of the key states next week, and it's a key state in November. It's very important in November. Remember, in 2004, if but for 60,000 votes in Ohio, John Kerry would have been elected president.
So the Republican side of the presidential race, the most talked about topic this week on talk radio. Recapping, the death of Davy Jones, number 10. Google's new privacy rules, number 9. The death of Andrew Breitbart, number 8. Number 7, the North Korean nuclear deal. Number 6, the deadly Midwestern storms. The school shooting in Ohio is number 5. Rising prices of gas, number 4. The state of the economy, number 3. Iran is number 2. And the primary next Tuesday, Super Tuesday, is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm...